This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Food banks in southern Colorado have provided support through a year of uncertainty. KRCC's Alina Rivera reports.
Las Animas Helping Hands provides weekly food support to people all over the county. Executive Director Sharon Barber says they've seen more than 900 families over the past 6 months, almost double what they saw during the same time last year. Barber says keeping up with demand hasn't always been easy, especially at the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
We had spent over $1,000 on food in 1 week with two distributions, and I was wondering what in the world is happening and what are we going to do about it?
Barber says food donations and a partnership with regional food bank Care and Share has helped them keep going. They're also planning on increasing utility assistance in the new year. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Roughly a third of LGBTQ youth experience homelessness. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports two Colorado Springs nonprofits are offering a warm place, a place to warm up.
LGBTQ nonprofit Inside Out Youth Services and youth homeless shelter The Place have launched a warming center for teens and young adults regardless of how they identify. Experts say LGBTQ and non-binary young people are more than twice as likely to experience homelessness than their heterosexual and cisgender peers. Inside Out director Jesse Pocock says they're offering hot food, winter gear, and mental health services.
Our LGBTQ plus youth who are homeless are real vulnerable to things like sexual violence, sexual trafficking. If we do nothing else this winter for our young people on the streets, it's we give them a place to come in and get warm.
Officials say more than 350 teens in Colorado Springs are homeless. The warming center is located downtown at Inside Out and is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Nursing home residents are looking forward to getting vaccinated this week after enduring long, lonely lockdowns.
I had to notify families and loved ones and residents that we were having to shut our doors.
We will have that story for you in the next hour of All Things Considered. 29 in Denver, 31 with light snow in Colorado Springs, 28 for Vail. This is CPR News.